Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar this week.
Hey, Mike, you ever heard this phrase, software is eating the world?
Software is eating the world?
Yeah.
I have not.
So that was a phrase that was coined by a fellow named Mark Andreessen about 5 years ago. And what he was talking about was the digitalization of just about everything. Software is beginning to become a core part of a lot of products, you know, our cars, appliances in our houses, a lot of industrial equipment. And that's becoming the real valuable part of a lot of companies. About a year ago, I was wandering around in India. We're developing a low-cost glucose test system that's smartphone-based. So I was walking around slums with poor people, and I was asking them, did they have, you know, a phone, because I was doing my own market research. And this young fella came up to me, and he started talking to me, and he wanted me to post his picture to Facebook. How many companies can really have that kind of reach? And so when Mark Andreessen said software is eating the world, he's not kidding. A couple weeks ago at Project Verge, they had a keynote speaker, Paul Singh, a venture capitalist. He was saying that, you know, the future is this kind of software and this kind of growth, and that's where you can, you know, create $1 billion in a few years. And that just made some of the industrial people really uncomfortable, because they come to work and they work very hard and they do their research and the innovation, but yeah, they see these new upstart companies that are growing and being so successful, and it just makes them feel like something's not right about that. And then last week, the Spiro Institute at Clemson brought in another venture capitalist, Rich Wong from Axel Partners, and he had a chart. And on the chart, he had the five most valuable companies in the world. You know what those happen to be?
Well, I'm just going to take a stab in the dark and say Facebook is one of them.
Facebook's one of them. You know what the other four are?
Let's see. I guess we're not talking Exxon anymore or General Motors. Maybe Microsoft?
Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, which, of course, is Google, and Apple. So what do those five companies all have in common? They're software-related companies that are all on the West Coast. The only one of those that was even in the top 10 of the most valuable 20 years ago was Microsoft. Amazon didn't exist 20 years ago, and Facebook didn't exist 10 years ago. And it's just interesting to me how in South Carolina people are just uncomfortable about that. And I posted some of this on the Swamp Fox page on Facebook, and some of the feedback was, you know, well, that's not doing much for South Carolina. You know, if all we get is the distribution system of Amazon, then, you know, we're really not getting the part that's valuable. And it was kind of curious to me in some of these comments, it didn't seem to dawn on people that maybe we could start one of these kinds of companies here. You know, that rather than worry about taking the dregs of some of these West Coast companies, maybe, you know, we could come up with companies that could scale this fast, you know, in their industry.
Well, at the same time, though, I don't think that people who are, you know, working at the Amazon facilities in South Carolina or the Google facilities, you know, think of themselves as working in the dregs.
No, absolutely they don't. That's a good point, that, you know, they're a key part of a significant organization that does some amazing things. But, you know, most of the value that Amazon's created has accrued to the West Coast where it's founded. I think, you know, what we want to try to figure out is how to start some of those companies here that can grow very rapidly, create a lot of wealth.
We do have some significant software companies that have sprouted here in our state, like Benefit Focus, People Matter.
Absolutely, and, you know, have created a lot of wealth. I mean, Benefit Focus went from a startup to over $1 billion in a decade. So they've done a fabulous job down there, and there's a lot of really smart people in Benefit Focus, and you would expect if you came back, you know, 10, 20 years now, you'd see the same kind of effect of people who'd worked there at one time leaving and, you know, starting more companies. We just need to have more of that in the state. You're exactly right. It is happening. We just need to be proactive about it and make more of it happen.
Well, John, how's that business calendar looking for our business community?
Well, finally, Dig South is upon us this week, the South's premier technology conference. Dan Gray always does a great job. And Syntax, the developer conference, is going to be down in Charleston. And finally, the SC Launch Summit of entrepreneur companies in the state coming around.
John, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. We will have a link to both of his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.